I don't know if I have an answer, but I have another question to add. I think we need to distinguish two things here. First, instructions that the carrier is obliged to implement, to carry out. Then, of course, this is the situation I think that the Professor Freise had in mind. Indeed, only those expenses incurred can be claimed, which arise from the proper carrying out of the instructions. So let's say if the carrier carries out the instructions, but in a manner that causes more costs than necessary, then of course these additional costs he should not be able to claim. I think that's what Professor Freise means. And on the other hand, we have those instructions which the carrier carries out, although he was not obliged to do so. This would be the case, especially in the category unreasonable to require. So there may be instructions which the carrier would not need to implement because they are fairly unreasonable, but the carrier is a really, really good guy and kind guy, and nevertheless, he carries out those instructions, then I think he should also have the right to claim the additional cost of carriage and so on. So I think the only thing which we need to add here is something like, as the Professor Freise already said, for the duly carrying out of the instructions or for the proper carrying out of the instructions. So the only question for me would be if this is then still proper English, but that's for our British colleague to decide. Thank you.